your family will eat up. One serving of Van Gogurt contains the live and active culture your kids need. Buy one, get higher test scores free. And nothing satisfies a child's craving for self-expression like Tchaikovsky's Nutcrackers, now with more music and dance in every bite. Try original flavor or new Sugar Plum Fairy. Feed your kids the arts. Visit AmericansForTheArts.org to learn how. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Imus in the Morning, Brown University Sports, and Celtics Basketball. Your home for talking business. Business, AM 790 WPRV Providence, a Cumulus station.
Her, Marisha Johnson, tells ABC the president did say her husband knew what he signed up for. President Trump called that a fabrication, and today on Twitter he said he had a very respectful call with Johnson. New York State's attorney general says he's launching a civil rights investigation into movie producer Harvey Weinstein. Eric Schneiderman's issued a subpoena seeking Weinstein Company records relating to harassment complaints and settlements. Wall Street, the Dow is now down 50 points. I'm Richard Johnson.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
This is Charles Osgood. There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Big question about a possible border wall has been, what kind of wall? Today in San Diego, correspondent Jim Roop's getting a look at 8 prototypes.
4 of the walls are built with concrete. 4 are just labeled as other material, mostly steel, so it appears, and built by 6 different companies. 2 of the companies build 1 each. And Border Protection Patrol Chief Roy Villarreal says there's a lot of criminal activity at this border.
Whether it's illegal immigration, narcotic smuggling, whatever that threat may be, this should serve to deter that and hopefully put an end to it.
Next is the testing stage. How easy are they to penetrate, tunnel under, go over? And that test should determine the design and the company that will build it. Jim Roop, San Diego.
Getting into a World Series game will be expensive. Tickets for games 1 and 2 in Los Angeles going for well over $3,300 on retail sites. A little cheaper for the Houston games, around $900. But if the series goes back to games 6 and 7 in L.A., sky's the limit. I'm Richard Johnson.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's #1 online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The following paid program is furnished by Common Ground. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
This is Common Ground with John Tassone on your station for Talk and Business AM 790. Call John now at 437-5000 or toll free 1-888-345-0790. Common Ground, highlighting the positive contributions made by the labor community on your station for Talk and Business AM 790. Now, here's John Tassone.
Welcome to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. Had a little hiatus, a little holiday vacation 1 week and a little medical issue on the other week, but we're good to go now. And I want to welcome everyone back. I thank you for your patience, and we're here today on this nice, beautiful Monday, and it looks like this is going to be it for a little while, folks. But my inside scoop is that hopefully we can keep this weather until March. I don't know if that's good or not. Gail Jensik, welcome to Common Ground again. One of my one of my top people here, because I'm very well in tune with the college issues and the cost of college. So again, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So tell me, what's on the agenda today? We're going to talk about college planning.
We're going to talk about college planning, a little bit about college debt, about being better prepared for college.
We don't have debt. Come on.
We have a lot of college debt. And unfortunately, the numbers that the media gives us is wrong.
Of course,
we want the parents to understand that kids are graduating today not with $27,000 or $30,000 of college debt, but more in the tune of, $100,000 to $200,000 of college debt. So we want to avoid that. And the bigger thing, as you know, is that parents are getting older. They're carrying this debt, and students are carrying this debt for 20, 30, 40 years in some cases. So it's becoming quite the problem. And the more mortgage people that we talk to, the more we find that kids are living in their parents' basements.
You know, one of the things that's staggering to me is that, you know, over the past couple of years, if you've been on the show, is the government makes so much money off of college and college students and college debt. It's staggering.
Right, and they're the biggest proponent of, it's a big issue and a big problem. And the reality is, in most cases, the government is going to charge a higher interest rate. They'll give you the total cost of college minus any scholarships, and the debt adds up quickly. And more importantly is they charge points, just like they do in, with mortgages, that you're not going to really find a good lender today charging points. But the government, for parents and parent loans, will charge up to 4 points.
The thing, too, is that I get so annoyed with the government, especially with this administration now, about all these tax cuts for the rich. You know what? Stop it. Let the kids go to school for free. There's your tax cut.
Yeah.
Because you know why? A lot more people will be able to go to college if it was more affordable, take the college of their choice. But it's a big game, big money. It just is like professional sports.
Yeah, and I think the cost of CCRI or a state university should be affordable. This state in particular, when we started the lottery, the lottery was started with education in mind. And, the kids are lucky today if they get a grant of $750, mm-hmm. where if you go other places, they're going to get a bigger grant. And our schools are a lot more expensive. I mean, URI is almost $30,000 for in-state students.
Mm. It's not cheap anymore.
It is not cheap, and it's not a safety school anymore either.
But it's a big business, and that's what people fail to realize.
This is a huge business. It's a business, and people need to start thinking of it that way. You know, college is also the other problem with college is that it's emotional. We all want the best for our kids. We want the best education. We don't want them living in our basement forever. So, we want them to get out there and get a great education and a great career. But the expense is ridiculous. I mean, the highest cost schools today are over $70,000 a year. We had a family come in.
It's not 4 year schools anymore. It's like 5 and 6.
Yeah, the average graduation time to get a 4 year degree is 5.8 years. 5.8 years.
Good thing I got out
in six.
Took me six 6 years to get out of high school. Never mind. College.
Yeah, but we had a family come in, and they were talking about, they were being proactive. They had small children, 4 and 6, and one went to Catholic, one went to BC, and they wanted to know, you know, they said, we want to pay 70% of the cost for our kids' college. And, you know, the question now becomes 70% of what? 70% of RIC, 70% of URI, 70% of where you went. And the costs, unfortunately, with, you know, colleges going up 5, 6, 7% a year, would cost them $140,000 a year to send their kids to BC.
Oof.
Right, a year. Times 2 kids. That's a lot of money, right? And even with a decent merit package, it's a lot of money. So pre-planning and having a game plan is key. Knowing your options for loans, having a strategy for pay for college, is so important today. You know, we can't fly by the seat of your pants anymore, for sure.
So how do you see parents when they come in and have a conversation with you? Are they starstruck? Are they, when they leave there, are they jumping off the Newport Bridge? Well, what are they doing when they leave?
Some feel like that. I think some go home and have a case of wine, never mind a glass of wine.
Yeah.
But they're surprised. You know, and a lot of parents have done a better job than in the past as far as planning for their retirement or saving some money. The stock market's been up, so people have more money than what they had before. But when they look at the cost of these schools, you know, not just for the one coming in, but maybe for their 2 kids or 3 or 4 kids, I mean, it's staggering, and it takes a huge bite out of their retirement, of their lifestyle. So again, you know, a plan is important, not just to get into school. Right? Your kids need to do their job and get into the best school that they can, get the most money, or tuition discounts, as we call them. But you really have to stop planning on how to pay back these student loans or where that money's going to come from.
Yeah, but when should you stop planning? Not when your kid's in a senior in high school.
No, that's correct. But unfortunately, you know, people today think being a junior and starting to plan is too early. And the flip side of that is the government changed the rules last year where you have to file the FAFSA form earlier now. So October 1st is when that free application for student aid is available to file, and most schools want that by November 1st, which means that your students in their junior year, and especially over the summer before they become a senior, should really know where they're going, and you should really have that game plan, you know, in your sights, and not when, unfortunately, they're a senior, which we have a lot of people coming to us right now with seniors as opposed to sophomores or juniors.
Is it wise to pick a few different schools rather than set your sights on just one school?
Absolutely. So what's the average number of schools a kid should apply to? Probably 6 to 8 is a good mix, you know. And the reason for that is you do want to foster a little competition. So you want to choose like-type schools, you know, similar schools. So
that brings up a good point. Mm-hmm. I'm old because I have to think of this stuff quickly.
I'm right behind you, John.
So if you go to, we'll just use a couple of schools.
Yeah.
Bryant PC,
mm-hmm.
Bentley, Babson, and you got those core schools.
Yes.
Is it advisable that if you got accepted to Bryant, but you really wanted to go to PC, and then you got PC, is it advisable to tell them, well, listen, this X, Y, and Z school is giving me this, so you need to do better? Negotiations.
So you can negotiate for some more money from schools, which is why you want to choose, in most cases, like-type schools. So you wouldn't be able to use a strategy like that if you had PC and Rhode Island College, or URI,
right.
two separate types of schools. So the answer is yes, quite possibly. You could say, you know, everything is the same. This school is offering me another $10,000 more a year, and financially it makes a big difference. And with the right strategy, the schools will entertain that in a lot of cases. Some schools, unfortunately, it's like buying a car. You know, you could go to 4 dealerships, and the one that you really want to buy it from because they have better service, they may have, in this case, better internships, better career paths, you can go to and use that strategy. So, yeah, it is advisable that parents and students look at that.
What is the percentage on their take on that? Is it 50%?
I'd probably say 40 to 60% will move in the average. It depends on the school, but the average amount that an award could be upped is probably $4,000 to $6,000 a year, which is another $20,000, $25,000 over the course of four years, never mind five that the kids might be in school.
Hmm. So it's advisable that you do take a moment and
strategize
about this.
Yeah.
Now, is that something your company does? Do you sit down with parents?
Yeah, and we'll help them. But, you know, having strategies for admissions is like having a strategy for funding college. So if a family came to see us, that is definitely, I mean, our goal and our mission is to cut the cost of college. And when we do that, we look at all options that are available and on the table.
All right, great. Great. We're going to take a break, but I'm going to shoot out your phone number, 821-0080, or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com. You're listening to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
AM 790, Talking Business Traffic, runs on Dunkin' Donuts' new maple pecan and pumpkin flavored coffees.
Still busy coming into town on 95 North and South. 95 northbound is from that earlier crash. That's slowing you down coming in on 195 West. 146 southbound, busy as you get to Branch Ave right now. Real heavy as you go by Admiral Street. If you're coming up 295 northbound, a little busy by 37, busy through the canyon as well. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid Pharmacy or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Bringing people together, promoting the good work of everyday Rhode Islanders, focusing on the positives of the state. That's what Common Ground is all about. Common Ground is Rhode Island's only communications outlet for working people, in print, on the air, and online. Common Ground promotes the contributions of the labor community. If you want your positive message to reach thousands of readers and listeners, call 451-1305 for sponsorship opportunities. It's time to return to Common Ground. Call 451-1305.
Feeling low with nowhere to turn? Call the Samaritans at 401-272-4044. It's free and confidential. 401-272-4044. This is Bill Withers. We all need somebody to lean on. When you do, the Samaritans are there.
Stressed about planning or paying for college? Not sure how to maximize merit scholarship money? Are you concerned about paying the balance of the college tuition bill? Or do you have student loans that you are finding it difficult to pay? If you are worried about anything that has to do with planning, preparing, and paying for college, College Advisors Group is offering a 45-minute free consultation to all friends and family of Common Ground. You can take advantage of this offer by calling 821-0080. That's 821-0080, or emailing them at collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Their website is collegeadvisorsgroup.com. And the phone number is 821-0080. Anyone who takes advantage of the free consultation is also eligible to sign up for Sage Scholars Tuition Rewards Points. Tuition Rewards Points can be used at nearly 400 private colleges as discounts on undergraduate tuition. Call 821-0080 for your stress-free consultation, planning, and paying for college. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
With the Bloomberg Small Business Report, I'm John Tucker. The Puerto Rican economy was in a dire situation before Hurricane Maria, and now it's been reduced to a shadow of even that former self. Small business owners everywhere have been forced to trade their digital inventory systems and credit card machines for old-fashioned paper and cash, and they've been grappling with how to keep tabs on employees. Bloomberg's Jonathan Levin has been tracking the island's recovery.
You do go to a lot of places where people just say they feel completely forgotten. And there has been a lot of hand-wringing about whether that's the federal government's fault or the local government's fault. But the fact remains, people are still not getting what they need to create a sustainable future for themselves.
Gustavo Velez, an economist in San Juan, says the situation will only snowball, fueling a massive exodus to the mainland. And I'm John Tucker. That's the Bloomberg Small Business Report.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. Gail Chenzik's in the house.
Hey, John.
College Advisors Group, one of my very, very, very good friends. And we talk a lot about college, costs of college.
So, John, I wanted to tell you something or share something with you about the costs of college and why parents need to be vigilant, and whether it's parents or whether it's adults that are going back to school, which, you know, there's quite a few because of the job market and people trying to get themselves in a better situation. We had a call actually from another advisor who had a referral come in, and the woman was in her 60s, and this advisor didn't know what to do. This woman was in her 60s. She had her own student loan debt, over 60 now, of $150,000. The debt started out at 50. The government allows you to defer, as we were talking about the government. And throughout the course of 15 years of deferring it, that debt grew to $150,000. The woman now, 6 years, she would be 70 years old. If she defaults on that debt, her job, and they garnish her wage for a federal student loan, she'd get fired immediately. And so now she's trying to figure out how to get rid of $150,000 of student loan debt before she's 70, which is going to be very difficult. But this debt goes on and on and on and on.
So one of the other things, too, someone told me a few weeks ago, and I'm glad you came on today, was that they co-signed a loan for their children.
Okay.
And as most children do, they don't pay attention.
Right.
So now he gets his Social Security check, and he finds out that little Sally, because she didn't do what she was supposed to do, now they have attached his Social Security check.
Right. So the government, if you have federal student loans, plus loan in this case, let's say, they can attach up to 15% of your Social Security check. So in 2015, the government collected an extra $171 million this way. And so the reality becomes, when people look at this, you know, it is a government. They think it's okay. But the reality is, right now, you know, they're grabbing your federal income tax returns, could grab your state income tax returns. It's going to follow you around. In the case of this woman that I just told you, if depending on the job that you have, if they garnish your wage, they could fire you. Or if that debt travels along with you into your retirement, which is quite possible if you turn these loans into 30 and 40 year loans. And you say, well, I have everything that I want to have. My house is paid for. I have my car. And now you start collecting Social Security. You could be surprised when they start tapping you on the shoulder for that, too.
Mm. It's really, really sad what's transpiring with these student loans. It really is.
It is.
It's not like it was before. Up until a couple of years ago, you know, they started doing all these crazy things and making money off the backs of our kids.
Right.
And, you know, we're probably one of the most educated countries in the world.
Right, but people come here for the education.
Right, but we're paying for it.
Right, now here's the difference with other countries that send their kids here.
Yeah, they're probably not paying for it.
Well, they pay cash. You know, they pay for the cost of college. and a lot of other, you know, we have clients that are here and looking at their kids' education, and they've told us with the countries that they come from, you know, you pay as you go. If you don't have the money, you take a break, you work, and you earn the money. You know, here we're on a society that, you know, we can have $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in student loans, and government will keep giving you those loans,
Now, does the government give people who come from other countries student loans?
Not typically, no.
Okay. FAFSA forms.
FAFSA forms.
When should you look at putting your stuff together to file early so they have a better understanding of your financial background?
Okay, so the FAFSA form now, you can stop filing by October 1st. For incoming freshmen, most schools will want that FAFSA form filed by the end of October.
You're talking about freshmen in college.
Freshmen in college, right. So the issue becomes, because the FAFSA form now goes back 2 years, when they grab your tax returns from the IRS, they're going to get your tax transcript. Okay, and they're going to automatically pull that into the FAFSA form. Right now, it goes back 2 years. So anybody who's going to be a freshman in college mm-hmm. in September of next year, they're looking at your 2016 tax returns. So you need to remember that they go 2 years back. So a lot of things can happen in 2 years. Somebody could lose their job. Somebody could get an inheritance. They could have lost money in the stock market. They could have lost their house. They could have adopted a child. They could be taking care of their own parents. Mm-hmm. So during that two-year period of time, there's not a true reflection of what your financial situation is. So again, the earlier you come up with a plan, the better. So when should parents realistically start looking at this and the impact it's going to have on how much they actually pay for college? They should be looking at it in their freshman and the sophomore year, because they're going to pull in those tax returns.
Why 2 years?
The government changed the rule for the FAFSA when they changed it for Medicare, too. So when they're looking at how much you're going to pay for Medicare, you know, are you going to pay more than the $131, $140 a month that everybody else pays? They're going to go 2 years back on your tax return. And at that time when they made that rule, they also changed the FAFSA and went back 2 years.
What area or what time frame do you have? You just indicated October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But when should you start looking at that? Is that in July?
You should definitely look at it over the summer and know that you know, especially if you had a substantial change in your financial situation over the course of the last year. So you should be looking at it, in essence, 2 years prior to your son or daughter applying for college. But at the very least, like you said, should we be taking a look at it in the summer? Absolutely.
Can you do an amendment
to the FAFSA form? You can, no, you can't do an amendment to it. What you'd have to do is appeal to the college that you were going to, and ask them, in essence, to use their professional judgment to change the FAFSA form.
I was looking at it because you indicated that your life changes, obviously. Mm-hmm. So 2 years ago, 2015, I fill out the FAFSA form. I'm making $150,000 a year. You know, fast forward a whole
2017.
Year. Now I'm unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. I would have to talk to the college and say, listen, by the way, I was making good money, but now I'm...
Yeah, and it creates a lot of havoc. You know, over the course of just the last couple of weeks, we've had families come to us because we can file the forms and everything else for people. But the FAFSA form is typically driven by your income. So if you had a decent income, that's what's going to drive up your, what you call your EFC, your expected family contribution. Your assets do not play as big of a role. If you've developed some assets along the way and you've lost your job, now you're in reverse, right? Your assets are driving it. So if they look back and you had decent assets 2 years ago and you had a decent income, well, you're expected to pay a lot more for college. So now you have to go through the extra step of going to the schools or the top two schools that your son or daughter wants to go to and try to write an appeal letter, show them all the stack of paperwork, you know, why things have changed, and have them not look at you like everybody else, like you're just asking for more money, but show them what actually happened and prove it to them.
You have to be careful of your assets.
Watch your assets.
You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. We're going to take a quick break. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll be right back.
AM 790 Talkin' Business Traffic runs on Dunkin' Donuts' new maple pecan and pumpkin flavored coffees.
Coming in on 6 eastbound right now, I've got a crash just ahead of Dean Street. That's going to back you back up towards the 10 split. On the westbound side of 6, a little heavy at the 10 split. Coming into town on 95 north and south. Still busy as you're coming up into town. Looks like we got a crash just after 195 on 95 north, so expect some slow going there. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 328, serves the collective bargaining needs of over 11,000 workers. Local 328 represents workers in retail food, credit unions, food service, at universities and public schools, as well as healthcare, transportation, and manufacturing. Local 328 is proud of its relationship with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as one of its most prolific benefactors, raising close to $1 million for research. Local 328 members also serve the needs of those in need with Thanksgiving food baskets and gifts for children at Christmas. It pays to belong to Local 328.
Navigant Credit Union believes that time should be spent with family and friends rather than bankers. That's why Navigant Credit Union offers Journey Rewards Checking. You can open your new account online at NavigantCU.org. That's easy. When you sign up for e-statements, use direct deposit, and make a minimum of 12 debit card transactions a month, you'll earn a high annual percentage yield and your ATM fees will be refunded up to $25 a month. Call 233-4700 or stop by any Navigant Credit Union branch. Cool air.
Hi, this is Dave Campbell, president of Cool Air Creations. In 1993, I started Cool Air with one employee, a passion for the business, and the integrity to do what I promised. Today, with a team of over 40 professionals, the same passion and integrity still holds true. At Cool Air Creations, we take your image seriously. After all, why would you trust that to just anyone? I've built the most advanced production facility in the industry and put together the largest product selection available, all to provide you the best screen-printed, embroidered, or laser-decorated merchandise you can find. And since all decoration is done in-house, our art department can ensure your logo's integrity remains true from product to product, time after time, something our competition doesn't even understand. Take control of your company or organization's image with Cool Air Creations. Call 401-769-7755. That's 401-769-7755 or on the web at morethantees.com. Cool Air Creations, your source for all things promotional.
Cool Air. Make you look great.
With the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report, I'm Michael Barr. Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney says he wasn't shocked by the FBI investigation into college basketball because of the history of federal law enforcement intersecting with the sport. Delaney spoke at Big Ten Media Day at Madison Square Garden. Last month, 10 people, including a top Adidas executive and 4 assistant basketball coaches at Power 5 conference programs, were charged with using bribes to influence star athletes to colleges and agents. None of the programs involved in the latest scandal are in the Big Ten. The owner of Newcastle United, Mike Ashley, put the English Premier Soccer team up for sale as early as July for about £400 million or $525 million. According to confidential details sent to potential buyers, that's even as the club forecast losses for the year of nearly £17 million. The possible sale of the soccer club was publicly confirmed only several days ago. And that is a Bloomberg Business of Sports report. I'm Michael Barr.
Home isn't just a place. It's a feeling. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, ADT helps keep you safe. With security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance. So you can feel at home, wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling. ADT. Home. Safe. Home.
There's absolutely nothing traditional about my small business. And when it comes to technology, I need someone who understands my unique needs. That's where my Dell Small Business Technology Advisor comes in. With one phone call, he sets me up with tailored products and services. And when my advisor is focused on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of a Dell Advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL.
Do you have a child or grandchild in your life that falls between the ages of newborn and 17 that would benefit to up to 1 year of free college tuition? Enroll now in the only guaranteed scholarship program in the country. Over 350 private colleges participate and close to 400,000 students. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Click on the Scholarship Center tab for more information regarding this fantastic program. to enroll. Call College Advisors Group today at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com for your free application. Anyone that calls and mentioning this program, the ad will receive a minimum scholarship guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing scholarship opportunity today. Give Gail a call at 401-821-0080 or shoot him an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. Gail Jensik from College Advisors Group is in the house. We're talking about all sorts of crazy things going on with college debt and getting ready for college, getting your FAFSA forms filled out, getting the cash flow ready, getting a whole mess of things going crazy here with colleges, which is the biggest game in town for the federal government. Well, welcome, Gail, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, John. Happy to be here.
So let's go to the next segment. I want to talk to you about other forms that kids, parents, slash grandmothers, grandfathers, and the extended family have to fill out besides the FAFSA form.
Besides the FAFSA. So remember what we had just said. The FAFSA form needs to be filled out every year, mm-hmm. right? It's not just set it and forget it. And it looks back 2 years.
I like that saying. You're a poet and you don't even know it.
That's it. So the other, you know, the problem with not filing the FAFSA form, regardless of your income and assets, is some schools, even if you make too much money, quote unquote, right, may not give your student any merit money. Okay, so the merit money is money that they get off of the tuition, a scholarship based on what they did over the 4 years of school. So the FAFSA form needs to be completed every single year, regardless of income or assets. Another form that may be required is the school's own institutional aid forms. And let me give you an example. And so my daughter went to Rhode Island College. The first year she went there, she had gone for basically free. Cost her maybe $1,500 or so. The second year, we filled out all the forms, which was the FAFSA form, and it was RIC has its own student aid form. The second year comes, and lo and behold, $12,000 of her money was missing. And when I had called, because I had left it up to my daughter, they had no more money. They said because she missed a deadline and didn't complete their own financial aid form. All right? So make sure that you're aware of the forms that need to be filed. If it's the FAFSA plus the school's own institutional form, second lesson, don't leave it up to your kids to get that complete. Because if you miss the deadline, you will miss the money. Their pot of money will run dry.
Right.
The third form that a school may require is going to be a form that's called a CSS profile, which is actually put out by the College Board. This particular financial aid form is used by roughly 300 private colleges. It is a form that you do have to pay for. So unlike the FAFSA form and the college's own institutional forms, it is not free. All right, so you're going to pay for each CSS profile school. The profile schools will ask all of the questions and count all of the assets that the FAFSA form does not. So the FAFSA form does not count your home equity. The FAFSA form will not count your business asset if you have less than 100 employees in that business. It will not count your retirement accounts. It's not going to count the value of your car. The CSS profile form is going to ask all of those questions. So it's going to ask about the equity in your house. It may or may not use it. Mm-hmm. But it's going to ask that question. It's going to ask about your retirement accounts. It's going to ask about your businesses, your investments, and everything else.
Now, is that a form, too, as FAFSA goes, this form goes? So you have to fill it out every year?
Some colleges will require it once, and some colleges, let's say like a BC, will require it every year. Other schools, like a Stonehill, will ask for it for the first year, but then they'll have their own revised version. All right, which again, an institutional form mm-hmm. that will ask similar questions that you do need to make sure that you get in, or they could take away some of your money. So you want to make sure that you understand what forms are needed, and most importantly, the deadlines, so that you're not missing the deadlines. Because any type of financial aid or financial assistance is, you know, think of a bucket of water with a spigot on it. Once the time comes that you're eligible to start filing these forms, that spigot's going to be turned on. And if you're the, you know, the smartest or the most needy, you may miss out on the money.
Is there a lot of trick questions in these forms?
No,
are they
but
straightforward.
They're pretty straightforward, except it could be ambiguous. They, you know, one of the things that the FAFSA form did several years ago, people complained it was too long. And so they cut out 10 or 15 pages, and those pages were the directions on how to fill the form out. So all the questions remain the same.
That's cute.
So a lot of people will fill these forms out. You know, they'll ask you what you have for investments. Well, a lot of people think their 401k is an investment, which it is, right? And so they'll include that on the answer as the answer to that question. And the schools are going to think then you have more ability to pay. When that 401k plan or a simple or a SEP IRA, 403b, whatever it might be, is not a countable asset. So you've, by answering the questions incorrectly or interpreting them wrong, you've just raised the cost of college for yourself.
Do you have any, I'm sure you do, any horror stories?
Yeah,
we
have a lot of families, you know, that leave the deadlines up to their kids, you know, so that they'll miss them. They have put down.
But what do you do in that case?
You beg
punch?
The college. Yeah, yeah. Hail Mary.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
The Doug Flutie pass.
Yeah. So you have to go to the schools and try to appeal it out. But, you know, a lot of the schools will say, hey, you're late. We already gave out our money. You know, next year get the forms in on time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, now at that point, you would have to pay cash.
Well, or borrow more.
Or borrow more.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and that's the problem is families, especially with a lot of these student loans. Student loans are the only loan that you really don't have to look at for almost 5 years. So then in a lot of cases, unless you register online, they're not going to send you any statements or anything else. So you just keep signing. We had a family that sent their student to somewhere right outside of Philadelphia for a tech school. And it was a shortened program. It was like a 20-month program. And the price was very reasonable. The student
price was right.
Price was right. I mean, it probably was going to cost total maybe $56,000. Well, because their other son went to Boston to school, it went to Suffolk, they thought that this son had a real bargain and kept signing loans, signing for a car, signing for the apartment and everything else. The $56,000 that they thought this was a great bargain, a great education for this particular son, when the son graduated and all of a sudden the bills came in, they're like, holy cow, how did we accumulate $120,000? Of student loan debt for 20 months. No,
I don't think they said holy cow.
No, I had to do more with a pig.
Why do you think that a lot of parents are in this predicament? Is it because of lack of, I don't want to say knowledge, but the lack of
paying attention?
Yeah, well, yeah. But do the schools help?
No, I mean, the schools are, like you said, are businesses. They're big businesses. You know, if you want to come, you pay. You know, if you want to get your forms in on time, get them in on time. You know, a lot of these schools, we were looking up Purdue for a family today. Mm-hmm. And Purdue had 48,000 applications last year. Mm. You know, Northeastern could have close to 70,000 applications. Oh. I mean, these schools are getting a lot of applications that are coming in. So it's up to the families to pay attention. You can reach out to admissions. You can reach out to financial aid, and they're going to answer your specific questions, but they're not going to help you plan. They're not going to help you see if college is affordable for you.
Well, the other thing is, too, you know, and I have a few friends who are guidance counselors in high school, and they are so overwhelmed with the day-to-day issues in school today, because not only are they guidance counselors, a lot of them have to be parents,
right?
Because a lot of them, a lot of homes are single family homes, and they don't have the time, energy to, I don't want to use the word energy. They don't have the time and limits. It limits them to what extras they can do for our students.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids fall through the cracks, unfortunately.
So why wouldn't, like, the school departments team up with a company like yours to help with the students?
That's a good question. And so, you know, there are answers, and there's a lot of answers on the internet. There are the guidance counselors. You really can only help in admissions. And so, you know, there's two parts to college, right? There's getting in, and then there's paying for it. And there's making sure that you're not going to be drowning in debt when your student or students are out of it. So I think it would be in the best interest of schools to team up, whether it was companies like ours or other companies that could really look at a family's financial situation and look at the kids academically and say, okay, this is affordable. And this is what you should focus on. And this is it. This is the amount. Just like we do when we buy a car, we buy a house, you know, we buy, if you have a business or anything else, you have to look at both sides. And you're looking at this as an emotional business, right? We want the best, but we also have to make sure that we're not going to be stuck with all of this debt either. So there's a lot of moving pieces for college, and college is a lot different than it was 20, 30 years ago, like a lot of the parents that we talk to. Right. It's a different ball game. And unfortunately, people will say, well, why does the cost keep going up year after year after year? And the answer is because people are willing to pay it. And before schools, and when we applied to schools, you know, it was pretty regional, right? If you were from Rhode Island, you went to school in Rhode Island. If you were adventurous, you went over the border to Mass or Connecticut. Now this is an international, this is a global economy. People are coming from, you know, everywhere, and that's what's boosting the prices up. If somebody's willing to pay,
yeah,
they're going to pay.
And that's why you need to get your assets in line.
You do.
You know, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk to you a little bit more when we come back about some issues that were emailed over to me by some people, and we'll talk about that. You'll listen to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid Pharmacy or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Corporate Transportation of Rhode Island is a 24-hour statewide sedan car service to and from all major airports. Relax, knowing wherever you need to go, Corporate will get you there safe and on time. Do you need to accommodate an important client? Got an early morning flight at TF Green? Or how about a late-night pickup in Boston? Call Corporate Transportation at 231-2228 and get there with quality, comfortable transportation, reliable rates, and a courteous, experienced driver. Corporate Transportation, 231-2228.
Correctional officers, like other divisions of law enforcement, put their lives on the line every day to make Rhode Island a safe place to live. Stories of officers held hostage and nearly killed give perspective to just how tough their job is. Correctional officers are locked in and forever looking over their shoulders, knowing that those with whom they spend their work shift have been locked away from the rest of society because they couldn't fit in. Correctional officers are just like you, except when it comes to going to the office, they don't sit at a desk or stand on a construction site. They work the toughest beat in the state.
They are everywhere, on billboards, television, even here on the radio. But when you need an attorney for a workers' compensation case, you need the law office of attorney Stephen J. Dennis.
I'm attorney Stephen J. Dennis. Workers' compensation insurance is meant to help people who are injured on the job to get the benefits that they need to pay bills and cover their expenses. But oftentimes, employers and their insurance carriers make it difficult for this to happen. Just call me. I'll take on those insurance companies for you and fight to ensure that you get the full amount that you deserve. For more than 20 years, my office has protected the rights of workers in Rhode Island. No matter how tough a case or how big the insurance company, I'm in your corner. So if you've been injured on the job or have an occupational illness, trust my office with your case.
That's the law office of Stephen J. Dennis. Visit StephenJDennis.com or call them today at 453-1355. That's 453-1355. Stephen J. Dennis is Rhode Island's workers' compensation lawyer fighting for what you deserve.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The International Brotherhood of Electric Workers is almost the oldest use of commercial electricity. Founded in 1890 by electric workers and having an explosion in St. Louis, it's the oldest and largest union in the world. Local 99 dates back to January 1900. Today has 1,200 affiliated members. Local 99 is committed to the community it serves, whether it's through efforts of its members working round the clock to restore power during Hurricane Sandy or its contributions to the victims of the IBEW Hurricane Relief Fund, or its recent work in the much-needed repairs to the West Little League Field in North Providence. Truly a brotherhood in action can be a powerful thing. For more information on how you can join this great union, Local 99, and become part of its great history, visit them online at ibew99.org or give them a call at 401-946-9900. Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone, here with Gail Jensik from College Advisors Group. Gail is a longstanding individual who comes on the show a lot because I have such passion for the issue of being robbed by the government.
No, or overpaying for college. We need to, you know, there are things we can do to cut the costs.
That too. So Gail, let me ask you this question. We had talked probably the last time you were on the radio about seminars that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that you have one or maybe two coming up in
We've been having seminars every month. And, we were talking at the break about we're getting a lot of people that register. I mean, we have 80 to 100 people that register, which shows me that the information needs to get out there. People need this knowledge. We're full for our seminar we have actually tomorrow night, but we do have one coming up on November 9th at the Smithfield Senior Center, which holds, I think, probably 100, 120 people, which is good. So if anybody wants more information, if they want to ask me questions and my team questions, then,
821-0080.
That's it. You know, just give us a call or give us an email, and we'd be happy to send you the invitation. But we promise you that, you know, in an hour and 15 minutes that you'll know more than when you walked in the door, and we'll be around to answer some other questions. But planning is key. Knowing the rules is key. We try to teach people all the time is, you know, we call this a college game, and this game is the only game you can play where the rules aren't published somewhere. And if you don't know the rules, you can't play to win, you know, and we play to win, you know, and our playing to win is cutting that cost of college as low as we can.
So when you have these seminars, what is the most common question?
How to reduce that cost. And a lot of the questions center around the forms and student loans, how they work.
The seminar is an hour and 15 minutes,
just about.
Roughly.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be starting at the Senior Center at 6:15, and we'll be there till about 8. And then we'll offer a free consultation where people can come in and they can share their own situation. We're happy to answer as much as we can at that time with them, too.
Do you get more singles? I mean, like, just the mom comes or just the father comes?
Well, you know what? No, this year, the ones that we've had, we usually will get more moms than dads. And this year, interestingly enough, we've had more dads come to the seminars than moms.
You know why?
So I don't know if the dads aren't working anymore and the moms are supporting. Or
no, you know why?
What?
There's a giant sucking sound coming out of their wallet.
Oh, yeah. Which is good, which is about time they take an interest, because it's a big cost, you know, and it's a big cost, especially if you have more than one student. You know, I have triplets, and we were talking on the break, too, that does the information get out there from the schools? You know, scholarships that are available, timelines, deadlines, you know, what you have to do. It gets out there, but it gets out there in the backpack of the student and stays there. I had three in the same grade at the same time, and I was lucky, you know, that my daughter, if I asked her a question, would give me the answer or give me the information, but I had asked for it. Otherwise, you never know, you know, what they're talking about or what you're going to find on the bottom of that backpack.
Do you think the issue of talking about colleges, they wait too long to get the information out?
Yeah.
This should be something that a freshman gets at orientation.
It should be, and I'll tell you one of the other things that's, you know, when it comes to college admissions, a lot of high schools will still only invite seniors to their college days that they have at the high school, which they should be opening that up to freshmen and sophomore and juniors as well. The other thing that, you know, as they change the deadline for the FAFSA to earlier deadline, and they're using tax returns 2 years earlier, requires earlier planning all around for admissions and for funding purposes. But, you know, colleges still today are having their open houses in October and November. And the reality is by October, the students really need to know where they're going to be going to college, because the FAFSA form has to be filed and the schools have to be listed on the FAFSA form. So everything is earlier and everything kind of slams the family at once, which is why these, you know, families need to get this information a lot sooner, because the deadlines have been pushed up earlier.
What about picking your college? The timing of that compared to getting noticed by one and getting noticed by all?
Yeah, looking at picking or choosing the right fit schools, and schools have to fit, you know, three ways. They have to fit academically, where the student is challenged in that, and the highest part of that or the lowest part of the spectrum. But they have to also fit socially, right? And I don't mean, you know, going to parties every night, but if there's nothing that the kids can relate to or any clubs that they can relate to, they're not going to meet kids like themselves, right? And they're not going to stay there. They're going to leave. And by leaving, it's going to cost parents more money because not all those credits transfer. And the last thing is a financial fit. So you need academic, you need social, you need financial fit. Most kids are dropping out of school because of money. Parents think that they have the money, and then, you know, the second or third year in, they run out because they haven't planned properly and they haven't looked at their whole financial picture. So choosing these schools at the price tag these schools are coming with does require some thought, you know. And when we take a look at that, when should we be thinking about that? Sophomores in high school, you know, they're kids, right? They're 16. Who the heck knows where they want to go? But you should be looking at the types of interests that your kids have. Are they math and science oriented? You know, are they English and history or arts oriented? And start looking at some schools and taking them to some campuses to see where they, you know, where those other three pieces may come in. So the earlier the better.
What about visiting schools?
Visiting should start really when the kids are sophomores, you know, and by their junior year they should be out visiting quite a few, and they should be looking at visiting different types of settings and campuses. You know, if you go to Boston, some of those schools have a nice campus, and some of them are not. You know, some of them are just have that the campus or the buildings, and you live off campus. So the kids need to see where they're going to fit in and what type of school they like. So it's not necessarily picking the exact school and visiting, but looking at the type of setting that the kids are going to be most comfortable with, because that really is their home for the next 4 or 5 years.
Do you recommend that they go visit these schools when the schools are closed or when they're in session?
In session. Well, they can get the tours a lot of times when the schools are closed, but they can get more out of it if they just, you know, kind of pop in and start walking around while the schools are in session. They're going to see what kind of kids are going there. They can see what type of classes and classrooms they have. So not just visiting with the admissions and financial aid, but looking, you know, at what's really going on at that school.
Well, Gail, I want to thank you for joining me today. I want you to give my listeners one last time, November 9th, where it is, the time, your phone number, your website.
Yeah, everybody's welcome to come if we have enough seats, but they do fill up and we do have a limit. So give us a call, 401-821-0080, if you'd like to come to the November 9th workshop that we'll be having. It's free. You'll learn a lot, and it's at the Smithville Senior Center.
Very good, Gail, and always a pleasure to have you on my show.
Appreciate it being here.
You've been listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll see you next week. Have a great week and stay safe.